I get a lot of hate. Let's go through some of the fun ones that my team pulled. We'll see him working at Starbucks soon, loser. How much did the fake private jet cost you, loser? If you do anything worth doing, there will be people who oppose you, and they will throw rocks at you and attack. And I want to break down how I've dealt with it, going from $1.5 million for the last 2 years, so you can too. So I want to walk through kind of two frameworks that I think through when dealing with hate, negativity, people calling you a liar. First things first, this is the quick and dirty, and then I'll get a little bit more nuanced. So when someone attacks you, you have three options, as I see it, if the claim they are making has an element of truth. At level one, you have ignore. This is what I would consider my all-time heavyweight champion of the world, personal preference. Ignoring it cost me the least amount of time, the least amount of effort, and this is a very, very important one, they're choosing to advertise me. They're choosing to take all their hard-earned attention, their eyes, the goodwill they have in their audience, and say, hey everyone, look at Alex. What a gift. And the crazy thing is that when people direct their customers towards you, some of them buy. That's what's mind-blowing to me. I'm like, thank God, like Loser29, like I hope you keep doing this because it just continues to fill my bank account. That being said, ignore costs you the least. There's no effort on your behalf. It's amazing. This is why it's probably one of my all-time favorite ways to deal with most things in life. I'll give you the quote that my dad told me many, many times in my life. He said, God gave you the power to ignore, use it. The second, this one takes effort. Agree. I think Gary popularized the concept of Eminem winning the rap battle.
I am white. I am a fucking punk. I do live in a trailer with my mom.
The other guy couldn't talk shit about him is he claimed every single negative thing that was about him.
Here, tell these people something they don't know about me.
If someone says, hey Alex, you're such an egotistical douchebag and you don't care about other people, I could agree. Yeah, man, I suck. What do they say now? There's nothing to say. And it just silences it. Because the thing is that conflict only goes on as long as there's an equal or opposing force. As soon as you step to their side of the table, there's nothing to push against. There's only one person allowed in the angry boat. And so what you can do is you get in the angry boat with them and you say, I know, I suck. And then they have to get out. Because if they agree with you, then what? It just eliminates the conflict. There's nothing left to talk about. And then you move on with your life. Now, the third level of this is what I would consider ninja level. Agree plus one or one up them. So if someone says, Alex, you're an egotist, I could say, dude, you don't know the half of it. I do this and this and this. Insult yourself better than they can. And you should know how to do it better than they can because you know you better than they do too. So this is the quick and dirty. 95% of the conflict or the attacks that you will get, usually you can deal with this three-step process. If you haven't seen this, there's an unbelievable scene in Ted Lasso where Nate, his former protege, gets on the camera live and talks a bunch of shit about him and says that he's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's doing, whatever. Fast forward to the press conference where they're asking Ted Lasso and he handles it perfectly from a PR perspective. And he actually uses number three. He says, oh man, Nate said that about me. Man, he could have said this, he could have said this, he could have made fun of my accent.
Hey, but that's Nate the Great for you. You know, he's the same way on the pitch. You know, he'll find the tiniest little weakness in a team and just want to attack that.
And then the whole crew of newscasters just start laughing because there's nothing else to say. Now, if he had then attacked back, then it would have become this whole drama. But after that, it's done. He puts it to rest. And then Nate looks vicious for attacking somebody who has a sense of humor. Now, the second category, if someone lies, they accuse you of lying about something. This is something called an extinction curve. A classic example would be like, I could yell at a rock. And if I keep yelling at a rock, at some point I will stop yelling at the rock. Why? Because the rock doesn't give me any feedback. And so what we want to be in this situation is the rock. When you are ignoring, you are just, you are a stone. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't affect you. And I love this position because you are greater than. Hate only comes from below. In my entire life, it has never come from above. And so if someone hates on you, just take that as mental note of the fact that they're below you and they concede the fact that they follow you. And so based on the person who's hating on you, they will maybe hate on you one time and then disappear, or hate on you two times and then disappear. But if you don't respond, they will eventually disappear. It is just a fact of life. Unless they get reinforcement, they will disappear. And that's why I just choose not to engage. I also don't like wasting my time. Now, let's go into the ugly scenarios of what if what they're saying is basically calling you a liar around something core to your brand or what you've been known for. Here's my little box. So you've got bigger than you, smaller than you, and then they said you lied about something, or they said something else. So let's start with the easiest one. Someone smaller than you, and they just said, Alex has big ears. I can ignore them. I could agree and be like, hell yeah, I got big ears. You should see what else. Anyway, number three, I could be like, not only do I have big ears, I could one up them. Be like, they're actually even worse when it rains because then it catches all the water and then my back gets wet. It's a whole problem. Believe me, my wife will tell you. Now all of a sudden, there's nothing they can say. So you do the 1, 2, 3 process here. You pick whichever one you want and all three of them will serve you. Let's go into slightly harder territory. They're smaller than you, but they're basically calling you out on a lie that could threaten your reputation. They say you falsified claims, something along those lines, which typically comes to just honesty, which is one of the things that the whole world hates. The world will forgive just about anything except for a liar. Kind of interesting. Now, in my opinion, I'm just giving you the Alex playbook. I ignore. That's it. I ignore. As painful as it is, and to see them, you know, frothing at the mouth and the common threads they have go back and forth, never once have I made less money from anyone doing this. Because think about this, the only way that you combat their message is by being louder with yours, not directing your traffic to them. And so you ignore them, plus you amplify. Because every moment that I spend addressing them, I stop giving value to my audience. So in a very real way, attacks have taken people down, but because of how they responded, not because of the strength of the attacker. They take someone off their game, then they get in this petty pissing match with someone who's lower than them, and it makes them look bad. Even if you win, you lose. It's a Pyrrhic victory. You lose credibility, people see a different side of you. All of that's bad. And so I prefer to pretend you don't exist and then 10x my message and tell everyone who's on my team, these fuckers are lying and trying to destroy us. The only way that you beat hate is you don't beat hate, you drown it out. And as a second point to this, someone can hate on you who's below you and get you to respond. It means that they control you. They are in control of your actions. How weak does that appear? I want to be a rock. I want someone to do whatever the fuck they want to do, and I will continue to be a rock. That's at least how I perceive these types of situations. Use it if useful, but ignore and amplify. Now, we've covered box 1 and 2, so these are the easy ones. If someone's bigger than you and they say something else, you 1, 2, 3 them, same as before. And what I recommend is really lean into number 3. Just eviscerate yourself. So there was a major news outlet, like top 5, you know who this news person is, attacked somebody who's in the porn industry. And they were discrediting and saying, man, look at what this generation has come to. And it was just a video of a bunch of girls jumping in a pool, whatever. And so they responded, because everyone tagged and knew who they were. And so they said, you should join us next time. Now, the news anchor was trying to hate on them, but they just made a joke out of it. What's the coolest way to respond? Just make a joke out of it. And what does he look like? Super petty. What do they look like? Fun and awesome. And what did they do that next day? Record sales. He chose to use his platform to direct attention to theirs for free. Didn't have to pay affiliate commission. What a steal. We should only hope that someone bigger than us hates on us. Rule number 1, never attack back. You cannot win by attacking. You win by deflection or by amplifying above. You never win in direct conflict when it comes to reputation. Now, in the last box, someone bigger than you tries to discredit you. How do you respond? So there's a mega influencer, and I saw this influencer that I followed for many, many years make all these posts about kind of denying this claim that they were getting attacked for. So this was a lie that many people were trying to attack them with. And it was specifically a competitor of theirs that was trying to defame them, right? Really petty stuff. But tough for that individual because they had built their whole career off of this particular truth. I'm just gonna read the exchange to you. I said, can I suggest something? I believe that brand is built on associations. If I stand next to something and say, I am not a pink elephant, people will, over enough time, associate me and the pink elephant. Replace pink elephant with whatever you are claiming you are not. Think about that for a second. This is me cutting to you who's listening or watching this right now. If you keep saying, I'm not that way, I'm not that, I'm not that, all that people remember is you and that. That's it. So you keep repeating that, and you actually feed into the narrative you're trying to disprove. Although well-intentioned, I don't think these posts help you. For context, I didn't know you were dealing with this, but then you drew my attention to it. So you used your platform to increase awareness of your enemy's message. The only way you could combat hate is to get louder. You shrink them into irrelevance. You don't win on logic, you win by force. Because you'll never convince them, but you can make them so small they cease to matter. take it or leave it, just my opinion. But I've studied brand deeply in creating mine from zero, and I get plenty of hate and people who say I faked my business success and that I make up my numbers, etc. I gain nothing by drawing attention to them. No one follows you because of this particular reason that the person was worried about. So they follow you because of the value you provide them. And let's face it, even if someone did think that you weren't this one particular thing, it doesn't affect them at all. It doesn't change their behavior. Anyways, I'm just saying this. If you didn't reply, nothing would happen. Your following won't stop growing. You won't stop making sales. Only reply to people bigger than you. I'm just giving you brand strategy. If you want to respond, I respect it. I just tell you what I would do, which is nothing. Focus on winning. Be louder. Take the anxious energy and put it into your megaphone about your mission. Another saying I like is, they're not worth the skin off the back of your knuckles. The law of large numbers makes it appear as though the world hates you. Humans aren't built to get this much feedback. Imagine you're 85 years old and saggy and no longer look how you do now. Will you care about this blip? And I say this to say that if you get 500 hateful comments, that's 0.1% of your audience. The other 99.9% love you. Focus on them. And right now you're moving up. And so that means the bigger the game, the bigger the dragons. Also, all these people, based on the nature of this particular person, the hate was also laced on the fact that they couldn't have done as well as they did without faking it, basically. And so I said, they're just complimenting you. Like, that's all this hate fundamentally is. So take that insult as a compliment instead. It only bothers you because you choose to let it bother you. And so I had sent this particular person the story of Layla getting called a skinny bitch by some dude who walked past her. She was like, did you hear that? Called me skinny. And so even though the guy meant it as an insult, she took it as a compliment, which means the entire thing was just based on our subjective choice of how we choose to take these things. And I said, so it only bothers you because you let it. Otherwise, they're just sending you traffic. They're choosing to promote you for free. What a deal. I said, can you ask them to send some to me too? I would just like the extra attention, but let them know that I won't return the favor. Just to be clear, I'm not sending my traffic to them. So I finalized all of this stuff with just saying, if it's true, lean into it. If it's false and they're smaller, ignore it. If it's false and they're bigger, make them seem petty. And beyond those actions, you only win by getting louder. You don't silence hate, you drown it out. You only lose if you get quieter or you change your message. And so you get quieter by not saying anything at all, which in a way stops delivering value to your audience, or you change the message you have to your audience because you're no longer providing value to them and directing them elsewhere. In either scenario, the only solution is value, because the only thing anyone will care about is value. And if they came there for the value, they will stay there for the value. And most times those people will attack the people who are trying to discredit you because they love the value that you give them and they don't want it to stop. But no matter what, no one keeps attacking someone who does not reply. And if you just keep getting bigger and keep getting louder and keep providing more and more value, you weather the storm. It has happened every time in my life, and I've had some crazy people come after me. And you know what? Long enough time rising, extinction curves always rule. If you yell at a rock long enough, you walk away. Yes, even these big ones, where it feels the worst, where they're discrediting the biggest thing. 1, 2, 3. Ignore, agree, one up, if you can. So somebody was being discredited, so as an athlete, for being not natural. So being accused of taking steroids. This was a girl. Now all these people were trying to attack her. And I thought that the most elegant response that she could have done, hey guys, you got me. I'm not natural. My boobs are fake. My hair, it's actually a darker brown. And my eyelashes, peel them off. These are actually fake too. And hold on, let me take this makeup remover thing and smear it off my face. And yep, I wear makeup too. And so you got me. The rumors are true. I'm not natural. I enhance my appearance. And if she had said something like that, that would have killed anything else someone else can say, because she would have made a joke out of their attack. And so if you're noticing an underlying theme with all of this, the one thing that counters hate above everything else is humor. And one of the all-time funny things that you can always do is make fun of yourself. And we should always be better at mocking ourselves than anyone else does. Why? Because we have more material. And so just think about all the things that you can think of that are adjacent to the insult that they have so that you can agree with them and attack even more viciously than they are to yourself. And then you will appear as the class act, you will appear as more humble, and they will have nothing to say back. Because no one kicks someone who admits their quote, faults or wrongs. They look like the bad guy. And then the conflict dissipates. Now, I walked you through these examples, but I want to give you a realistic representation of the proportion of times that I use 1, 2, 3. So if this is a pie chart where I use 1, 2, and 3, 1 being ignore, 2 being agree, 3 being agree and 1 up. For those of you listening at home, I just drew a big circle with the world's tiniest slice sliced out of it. And that tiniest slice is 2 and 3 together. 99% of my attention just goes to continuing to amplify my message. People catastrophize the hate because it feels like dying. We have a lot of strong social behavior that is bred into us. Like in the first things we do as a kid, we get shamed and we correct our behavior. And so when people say bad things about us, we change, it feels bad. The problem with social media is that it amplifies that hate. You get a lot of it. And so we're not really built to take that kind of hate. But what we can't comprehend is the law of large numbers that are associated. If you have 1 million people who follow you and you get 500 people who hate you every single day, it's 0.5%. You could barely even see it on this graph, but it feels like 500 people. And that feels like so many. But it's just a very small percentage of a very large number. The quote I say where you can only lose if you quit is true again here. If you have reputation, the only way that you can get canceled is if you choose to accept being canceled or some external power makes it impossible for you to amplify your message. Meaning, if you get deplatformed from everything and no platform allows you to post and they have AI that searches every video that anybody else makes about you and removes it automatically, yeah, you got canceled. But short of that, the only other way you get canceled is if you choose to accept being canceled and choose to stop making your message. Because on a long enough time horizon, if you keep putting out the value that you have, you keep announcing the message, by percentage of the things that people are consuming, more and more of it is the positive thing that you're talking about. And so today, it may seem like 50% of the news is bad, but if you take today and then multiply it by 6 months, and it's 1 day or 2 day or 5 days out of 180 days, that 50% was about this negative thing. And then all of the extra was you providing value, then that shrinks the amount of quote hate or negativity that you receive. And the only way that you can solve it is through activity, is through advertising in the literal sense, by making your message known. Hate is a prerequisite for success. Just like Winston Churchill said, you have enemies, good. You stood up for something sometime in your life. The only people who get no hate are people who are invisible. If you do nothing, that is the only way to guarantee that you have no hate. But if you stand for anything in your life, there will be people who stand against you, and it is in their nature to attack, and that's okay. And so I wanna walk you through this because if you're dealing with one of these situations, whether it's an employee, whether it's a customer, whether it's a competitor, or just somebody who just is envious of you, the playbook has already been written. It's just hard to execute in the moment, but the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And the TLDR is, remember that number one is still by far the biggest part of this, which is you just keep doing you. Because if people know that they can control your behavior by pushing this button to get this response from you, more people will hit that button. You actually let your audience know and you let your competitors know and your enemies know that you have cheat codes, that they can dismantle you. But if they can hit any button, wherever they want, as hard as they want, and you're gonna keep doing you, you become very hard to beat.